back. So Matt Taylor has become quite the fan favorite on this program as a hero who saw what was happening to America and used his own immense talents and hard work to escape and build a new life for himself abroad. Matt has two master's degrees in energy systems engineering and in architecture. He now lives in Ecuador, where he's built his own off-the-grid organic farm. It's fossil fuel-free, cell phone-free. It has its own water source. It generates its own independent electricity. Awesome. The envy of most of us at this point. Well, we started talking to Matt on this show during the rollout of the COVID shots after he got his hands on some of the vials of those vaccines, mixed them with his own blood, and then put them under a microscope. Wasn't exactly sure what he saw, but he knew that it was bad news. And since then, Matt has also conducted independent research on 5G and what it does to our bodies. Well, now Matt has a new project. In the past several months, Matt has collected a large number of samples of dental anesthetics, the kind used while filling a cavity or performing a root canal. He started to look at those under a microscope, and once again, what he's discovering is shocking him. According to Matt, the exact same nanotech that he observed in these vaccines is also showing up in dental anesthetics. Now, you might be thinking, oh, he's just seeing the same thing no matter what he puts under a microscope, but that's not the case. Matt says that he tested anesthetics from 2019, pre-COVID, and didn't find any suspected nanotech in them. We want to hear a lot more about that. To that end, Matt Taylor joins us now. Matt, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
I was here for you, Stu. Glad to be here.
Take us through your findings here.
Time is limited, so I'll be brief, but I'm finding the same stuff in different products. The news has been going around that it's in everything. We've been hearing that all over the place.
Yeah, right? We've been hearing that it's in the skies, in our chemtrails, it's in our food, it's in our plants, it's in the water. It's everywhere.
That's all true. And the disappointing part for me is that all of us who have stayed away from these shots, now they're putting in other products that we can't avoid. So I'm late in coming to this information because I want very much to not instill panic, but I don't know what else to do. And some days, Stu, I'm going to come on your show and give you really good news that this is not one of those days. Yeah. I started looking selfishly at anesthetics because I was concerned, and I found some weird stuff, nothing huge. So I asked a local dentist if she could hook me up with some old anesthetics, and I compared those two. The old stuff didn't have it in it. The new stuff did. And then once I put that out on Maria Z, then I got a lot of inquiries from the people here. I live in a very, very unvaccinated community. And so they wanted me to start to look at this stuff. And so I did. And it keeps getting worse is the problem. The latest ones that I've seen, the ones with the latest expiration date, are much more active. Same technology, different rapidity in their formations, all these things. So they're... The answer is yes. They're putting it in absolutely everything, and the injections are especially problematic because it goes straight to the bloodstream.
So you're saying that there's nanotechnology. You can see the same self-assembling circuitry that you found in the vials of these bioweapon injections that were referred to as safe and effective vaccines, and by places like the BBC are still being pushed onto people as they intentionally murder people. That same technology is what you're finding in these dental products that you're talking about, specifically the anesthesia that's required for a root canal or a cavity fill.
That's right. And I'm assuming for outpatient surgery and those kinds of things as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, so how to not cause panic and concern with reporting that, I don't know. But, you know, this is Matt Taylor testing this stuff. And I think right now, basically, the call would be for dentists, doctors, in the dental field, people with access to these, with access to a microscope, go look at it yourself. Try to discredit yes. these claims. Try to see if this is something that's widespread or if it's just localized in Ecuador, which I don't think that there's any reason to believe that's the case. And see how far widespread this is. And then if you are a doctor at a dental facility, if you are a dentist or a dental hygienist or a technician, and you look at these and you find this, are you willing to report it? Are you willing to ask the questions? Why is there self-assembling nanotechnology in the anesthesia that we use in our patients? I mean, I think that's a good place to start. Do you agree?
It's just anesthetic. So why the hell is this stuff in here? But luckily, we're out of excuses. So if it's illegal to look at the vaxes, then fine. Now it's not. Anybody can get their hands on this, and please repeat my work. And so my approach on this is... there's only so much that I can do. I'm getting this verified by other microscopists because of your show and because of you hooking me up with other people are doing this. So this is an appeal to the microscope army to get out there, get a microscope and get a router and start doing this.
Has anybody ever asked themselves the question, why would it be illegal to look at the contents of the Pfizer vials or the Moderna vials? Why would that be illegal to do? Can you explain that, Matt? We know the answer. That's a rhetorical question. We absolutely know why. It's illegal because they don't want you to find the self-assembling circuitry. They don't want you to see the nanotechnology. They don't want you to know about the bioweapon, the hydrogel, the pegylated lipid nanoparticles. They don't want you to know about the absence of mRNA while they've been gaslighting you and psyoping you into believing that these are mRNA technology invented by Dr. Robert Malone. They don't want you to see that the Empire of Lies has literally lied about every single aspect of what's inside of these vials, ultimately in syringes, and then going into the arms of your children, that is causing people to die suddenly all over the planet. They don't want you to know what's in the anesthetics that's being used at your dental office. They don't want you to know what's in the lettuce that they're spraying and what they're growing in these fake meat laboratories. They don't want you to know that it's in your food, in the sky, in your aerosol sprays, and everywhere else virtually in every other aspect of your life.
Vi stanno uccidendo. Ecco. Io sono per cercare di salvarvi. Non mi interessa il partito, l'età. Ogni uomo deve decidere lui quando deve morire. Non deve essere qualcuno che nella stanza dei bottoni con un impulso 5G ti manda in cortocircuito il cervello o il cuore o un altro organo, perché questo è quello che accadrà. Perché la grafite che c'è dentro ha il potere, attraverso questa spike, di condurre dei cortocircuiti esattamente dove voi siete più deboli. Ma questo lo scoprirete tra i 18 mesi e andando avanti, perché cominceranno a morire come mosche, ma sembrerà che il vaccino non c'entri. Perché questo è il progetto, causare l'aggravamento delle vostre patologie, silenti. Ed è quella spike che vi distrugge il genoma. Non siete più figli di Dio da quel momento. Venite colonizzati da un'entità satanica che fa commercio di voi, perché voi corrisponderete a un codice che per loro sarà un registrato, un copyright. Stanno mettendo un copyright sui vostri geni. E questo è un delitto che in confronto quelli di Norimberga fanno impallidire. Ma nessuno ve lo dice, io ve lo dico oggi, giorno 9 luglio. Ieri sono stata felice di festeggiare il 27esimo compleanno della mia figlia più piccola. Anche se poi non ho avuto altri figli, per me tutti i ragazzi dai 27 alle donne incinta sono da proteggere. E se fanno questo vaccino diventano sterili e avranno un sacco di problemi. Siamo di fronte alla terza guerra mondiale, non si svolge più nei cieli, si svolge nel vostro sangue, nel vostro cuore, nelle vostre parole, nei vostri pensieri, ma soprattutto nelle vostre volontà. Quindi muovete un passo, fate un gesto, aprite una mano, toglietevi le maschere e vivete.
Licenziano.
Grazie, grazie.
Qua ci licenziano.
People often wonder, how do I see more miracles? How do I see more miracles? Well, stop preaching your opinion. Start preaching Jesus. Stop preaching what you want to be true and start preaching what the Bible actually teaches. We preach our philosophies. We preach what we want to be true. And then we wonder, where's the power? Well, the Holy Spirit backs God's message. You want to start seeing demonstrations? Start preaching what God is saying. We have it backwards. It's not about saying, Lord, back what I'm preaching. We should say, Lord, I want to preach what you're backing. Preach Jesus and the Holy Spirit will manifest his power.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share a word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is Unencumbered, and this word was posted May 3rd, 2023. My children, in this time of pruning, I will remove much from your life that you wished to retain. You cannot see the reasons yet, though you will see them later. Remember, I can see what is just up ahead of you and know what is best for all concerned. As I begin pruning things and people from your life, a desire you would give them to me freely. There are additional rewards for those who give freely to me what I desire to remove. A desire you would walk into the end of all things unencumbered. Unencumbered by relationships that hold you back. Unencumbered by possessions you cannot keep as you move forward. Unencumbered by what prevents you from completing your work for me. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. And I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
The next video is another home surveillance one that got captured one night and that terrified the owner of this apartment so much that he shared it with his friend. A lot of creepy stuff seems to get captured by these devices that are mostly placed to offer some form of comfort should anything get captured on there. User GrandSlammer89 got this footage from a good friend and he shared it to possibly find answers on Reddit. His message simply reads, "My buddy got an alert on his home security camera, Mansfield, Massachusetts. So what could he capture this night? Let's take a look." We can clearly see a figure walking towards the left, a cloaked figure to be exact. It's hard to say if the footage is actually tampered with, since there seems to be an odd frame right before the apparition can be seen. Maybe it's just where the video loops though. What do you think? Could it be a former resident perhaps? Or a family member that passed? Or is it something much less mysterious, and just a hoax perhaps? Guess we will never know for sure.
Vic Reeves is a comedian. He just so happens to be doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. God knows this man's heart, I do not, but it's probably not a coincidence that he's seen doing this. How many people do this pose? It seems like so much of the world does nowadays. Palmy Johnson is another comedian. He's seen here with some interesting eyes. And he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands there. Just another day in our normal world. This is totally normal, right? Sign, symbols, and agendas. Brothers and sisters, thank you for watching and listening. Thank you for walking with me. God bless you.
Tom here. We're at Northgate Transit Center. There's Chris. Now, what's your name, ma'am?
Lisa.
What's your name, sir?
Lloyd.
So we asked Lisa and Lloyd if they had any pain in their bodies, and Lisa, they both do, but Lisa has quite a bit of pain in her hip down her right leg.
All the way down.
Now, Lisa, how long have you had that pain?
Maybe over a year.
That's it, yeah. So, Lisa, what's your pain level, 1 through 10?
Like a 9.
That's what we're looking for. Okay, I'm going to say something really bold, Lisa. Angela's going to pray for you, and God's going to take your pain away. Okay.
Right. I believe it.
If that happened, that would be a miracle, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're not kidding here, right?
No.
And we didn't pay you guys or anything like that. Yeah, I know.
Some people
watch these videos and they say, oh, you paid those people. We didn't pay these people. And you're going to tell the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can Angela put her... Watch, hey, you put your hand where it hurts.
It hurts from...
Okay.
It starts from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she'll put her hand on your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, keep. Okay.
Now it's Lisa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Lisa, here's what I ask you to do. You just relax and let her do all the praying. You don't even have to pray. And then Angela's going to pray for you. And then afterwards, we're going to have you test it and you just be honest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Angela, you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know how much you love Lisa. And you want to heal that pain. You want to heal her completely. And we ask now, we command the pain.
There you go.
We command the pain
yeah.
to go now in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We command healing to the sciatica,
yeah.
the nerve, the ligament that extends all the way down to the knee. We command it Excellent. To be healed. Pain, go now in Jesus' name.
Now, just leave your hand there for a minute. And you just relax, Lisa. So, Lisa... What are you feeling right now?
I still feel a little bit of pain, but not as
Yeah, hard so Lisa, as... you move it a little bit and tell us what the pain level is now.
It's pretty good. It really does.
I know. Do you have any pain right now?
I do.
How
I
much? Do. 1 through 10.
Maybe like a 5 now.
Okay, we'll get rid of that.
It's in here now.
Yeah, okay. You put your hand where it is.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so go ahead, Angela.
Put my hand down.
So thank him for taking it down and then tell the rest to go.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Just relax.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for taking down the pain to a low level. We want it done completely, completely gone. Pain, we command you to go. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just hold your hand there for a minute.
Working, but it went to the knee now. It's traveling.
It's okay. It's okay. So Lisa, what's the pain level now?
It's like a 3.
There you go.
I believe it.
So here's what we're gonna do.
So
you got a little residual in your knee, right? Right?
But it's still pain, but it's not completely gone.
So let's hear. I'm gonna help you a little.
Okay.
Put your hand back there on the where it starts.
Right.
Yeah. So we're gonna say this. Heavenly Father. Thank you for Lisa. We know that you love her. And you don't want her to have any pain.
And we know you don't want her to have any pain.
So right now I speak to the rest of this pain. And I command all this pain. You get out now. All of it. In Jesus' name. Every nerve be loosed right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Just keep your hand there. Don't move. Don't think. This is where you don't think. Okay, Lisa. Move it around. Look for it.
Believe it, you guys. My pain is gone.
There you go.
It's gone.
I know. That's for real, isn't it? It's for real. You're not lying, are you?
I'm not lying.
All right. Now, Lisa.
It might come back.
Lisa, I'm going to tell you. It's not going to come back.
No.
But here's what I want you to know. Okay, the devil is still the devil.
I can't believe it.
You can't believe it. It's okay. You can believe it. The devil's a devil, and he's a liar. So what he might try to do is sell you some of this pain tomorrow. But all you got to do is this. If you feel a little twinge come back, you say, go now, and it'll have to go.
Yeah.
And you might do that a couple times, and it won't come back ever again. Okay?
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, Lisa, you got pain anywhere else?
No.
Okay.
No,
now.
Yeah, I do in my head.
Yeah?
I do.
What's going on in your head?
Oh, no, after you took that pain from here, I just got a cold sweat. Oh,
okay.
I'm okay now.
Okay.
I'm good.
Do you have any pain in your head right now? No?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, you know Jesus.
I'm not lying.
You know Jesus, don't you?
I know Jesus.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Savior,
now,
my
now,
Holy Spirit.
Where's Lloyd? We got to pray for Lloyd.
I got to tell him that it works.
Amen. God bless you, Lisa.
Sain nyt puolet, mä sain korjattua.